You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Edward Hopper painted things like lonely souls in late-night bars and couples in New York restaurants and became one of the most popular American painters of the 20th century. And while he's mostly known for his oil paintings, a new exhibit at the Whitney Museum is the first to highlight his drawings. In the meantime, a new book by a previously unknown girlfriend offers a new look at the man. Art critic Deborah Solomon joins us now to explain what both things reveal about Hopper. Good morning.
Good morning, Sotirios. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. So let's start with the drawings show. What's in it, and what does it say about Hopper's technique that we didn't know?
Well, it's a show of drawings. His drawings have never been shown exclusively before. And let me start off by saying that, to my mind, Hopper is one of the great American artists. He's right up there with Pollock and Rothko. You know, he's in the top five artists, I would say, in the sense that he created a world in his paintings that we didn't even know existed. That said, for all his originality as a painter, I don't think he was very dazzling as a draftsman. And it's interesting to look at this show because you get a sense of his creative process. It's like looking through a writer's notebooks. But they're not drawings that make you say, wow. They're drawings that make you say, that's interesting. And fortunately, the Whitney show also includes about 10 paintings. So you could actually compare the drawings to the paintings. And I think you come away from the show with a greater regard for his paintings.
Are you saying he became a popular, you know, painter while he wasn't able to draw with a pencil? I mean, how is that possible?
He could draw, but I wouldn't call him a great draftsman in the sense, what is a great draftsman? Let's ask that question. Some people would say a great draftsman is someone who could draw realistically. But that's never enough to become a great artist, because if all you do is draw a figure, realistically, we could get that same experience from looking at a photograph. We want something more. We want the artist to create a parallel universe. Hopper certainly did that. But his drawings, for me, don't have a lot of presence.
Did you lose any respect for him as an artist, seeing that his drawings weren't very good at all?
No, I gained in respect. Absolutely. Because to me, he's part of a tradition of artists who may not have a lot of inborn facility, but who somehow managed to create a totally original vision. And in that category, I would say Van Gogh, his early drawings are not particularly facile. Cézanne did his early drawings, also a little bit awkward. Jackson Pollock, awkward. Hopper, awkward.
Very interesting. So now, in addition to the drawings show, there's also a new book coming out called My Dear Mr. Hopper. That'll be published next month. And it consists of letters from an ex-girlfriend. That sounds like it could be kind of juicy, is it?
Right. It's being packaged as a great romance. But romance, in the case of Hopper, turns out to be a rather lugubrious, unrequited love affair that caused more frustration than anything else. He was a very awkward man, silent. He's often described as very quiet, reticent, solitary. He didn't seem to like anyone, including himself. And
what were in the letters that were published?
The letters consist of notes from a woman named Alta Hillsdale, but the letters are her letters. We don't have his. Those have been lost, but we have some 50 letters from her saying that she really doesn't have much time to see him, that no, she doesn't have time for dinner or time to go to a museum or to go to a park. They're quite dismissive and brusque.
What do we learn from Hopper from the letters, albeit we only have hers? But
right. We learn a lot. We learn a lot. I mean, there's a lot missing from them, but there's a lot missing from his paintings as well. And I think one reads them imagining him as a very frustrated person who had difficulty saying what he meant. And to me, the works are really about that, the failure of language, people having difficulty telling one another what they're thinking or articulating their thoughts.
Why do you think Hopper is getting all this attention seemingly all of a sudden? I mean, does he still deserve the credit? I mean, you started by saying you think he's one of the greats, but you know, does he still deserve the credit for being one of the most popular American artists
of
the 20th century?
Yes, his reputation is growing. It continues to grow. For a long time during his lifetime, he was not sufficiently appreciated. Because, as you know, the 20th century was the century of modernism. Everyone thought that somehow a big swath of paint conveyed more feeling than a painting of a storefront. And I think what we've come to realize now is that looking is its own form of passion if you look hard enough. And no one looked harder than Hopper. That's in a way why he was always on the outside of experience. His work gives you the sense that looking is a kind of exile.
Okay, thanks so much, Deborah.
Sure.
Deborah Solomon is an art critic, and she wants to know if you think it's important that an artist be able to draw realistically. Leave your comment on her art talk at WNYC.org. This is Morning Edition on WNYC.